AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice, it's naughty but nice with Rob.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Back with us is our dear, dear friend, Mark Lupo. Hey, welcome back.
Hello, Rob. It's nice to see your face.
Oh, you are the best. Hey, Mark, guess where I went last night?
Where'd you
go? I was invited to the opening night of Princess Diana the Musical.
How was it?
It is full camp. It is funny, and ridiculous, and delicious, and so over the top and amazing. Although, guess who I bumped into there? Ramona Singer from The Real Housewives of New York. Mm. 2,000 people in a theater in New York. One person was not wearing a mask.
Ramona.
Can you guess? Ramona.
No.
Ramona.
Oh, God.
Ramona! She had to be told to put her mask on. Now, we're all in this together, Ramona, but what made me really mad is she was sitting two rows in front of Jon Bon Jovi, who is a national treasure and needs to be protected.
At all costs.
At all times.
Yes.
At all times. Forget the rest of us, Ramona. Protect Jon Bon Jovi.
Please.
Ramona Singer. I posted a hilarious picture. I think it's hilarious. On my Instagram, The Naughty Gossip, it's an usher holding up a sign in the theatre on a paddle that says, please keep your masks on.
Oh.
Guess who's sitting right next to him without a mask?
Ramona Singer. Oh, my God.
Literally.
Rob.
Singer. Go see Diana. It is delicious. Hey, let's jump into the show. We've got so much gossip. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Page Six have this brilliant, brilliant story. I can't get enough of it. So Britney Spears allegedly turned away her mummy, who flew to LA to reconcile with her daughter. So Britney has cut off her mom, Lynn Spears. Now Page Six is reporting Lynn jumped on a plane after the conservatorship was ended in an attempt to reconcile. with her oldest daughter, but to no avail. Sources tell them, quote, Britney didn't even let Lynn into her house. She is furious with her mom. Lynn tried several times to visit the home, but Britney shut her down. It's not hard to understand why Britney is mad with her family for being complicit in this conservatorship that she was held under for 13 years. Britney wrote and then deleted the following quote. She secretly ruined my life. She's talking about her mom. She went on to say, my dad may have started the conservatorship 13 years ago, but what people don't know is that my mom is the one who gave him the idea. Now, also to Mark, not helping Lynn Spears, the mommy, is the fact that she asked Britney's estate, the cheeky devil, for $650,000 to cover her legal fees. This is a mess. Britney wouldn't let her in. What do you think?
Rob, in the famous words of a YouTuber star, Chris Crocker, leave Britney alone.
Like, I loved that video. Leave her alone.
Like, why can't this family Britney. Just stop? They're draining her for every penny. They're writing books. That's like, please give Britney the space to reclaim her life.
That's what's going to happen next. Lynn's already done one tell-all book. I bet she does another one, which brings us to our poll question of the day. So Britney Spears turned away her mommy, who tried to reconcile with her. Our question is, did Britney do the right thing? Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. What are you working on, Loopy?
Rob, I got a great one for you. Pete Davidson says he is not a good dater. I know.
What?
Let me explain. Okay, so Pete opened up about his first date preferences, saying he likes to take out women to restaurants or to the movies. Okay.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So Pete said, if you go to a great restaurant, and even if I'm a bloop date, it's like at least the food was great. He also said, I always found it to be that a movie is so easy because a movie, you don't even have to talk. You could be like, whoa, explosion. Did you see that explosion? Or you could just laugh at the same thing and you could like look at each other for a second. Now, Rob, I'm thinking to myself, like a first date between him and Kim Kardashian, what did they talk about? Like, was it like, ooh, explosion? Did they mention like Kanye? What do you think was going on there?
I think on their first date, Pete told her how fantastic she was on SNL. Always flatter people on the first date. So I don't know what she said to Pete, but I think Pete flattered her. Also, get this, Mark, breaking news. We just found out that Kim and Pete spent his birthday together. So he rang in his 28th birthday. Gosh, he's young. 28th birthday. Kim is in the photos with him. Do you know how we know about this? Flavor Flay. Of all people, Flavor Flay shared a picture of the two of them together. They're also joined by Kim's mommy, Kris Jenner. So I don't know if that's very romantic. If you're on a date, your birthday, and you've got your rumored girlfriend with you and her mom.
And then where does Flavor Flav come into this? So random.
So random, Mark, are you a good first date?
You know, I'm a good first date. I'm a cheap first date. I like a wine bar.
Cheap?
Yeah, like a few drinks. And I'm kind of like, the date could go all night.
You're very easy to get along with, though. Like, you can talk forever. I can talk forever, too. Have you ever gone on a movie first date?
You know, I've gone on like a movie second date. And I will say, Rob, it's extremely awkward because you don't know the person. You're trying to like feel comfortable and it's just not it's not it. No.
Yeah, I disagree with Pete. I don't think the movies are a good date because you leave the movies and you haven't learned anything else about the person apart from the fact, do they chew their popcorn loudly or quietly, which is a very good thing to know.
It is.
But I don't know. I think on dates, you've got to spend time together talking. So I would recommend no movies, no friends, no mothers. Don't bring your mom.
No.
Just the two of you and see how that feels. Hey, moving along. Meghan Markle sat down with Ellen in a surprise interview. So Meghan is on The Ellen Show today. We saw some clips from the show. It's actually quite adorable. Meghan told Ellen that she used to go to the Warner Brothers lot, that's where Ellen shoots her show, all the time to audition before she met Prince Harry. She said the security guards were always like, break a leg, we hope you get it. The security guards know everything. They know exactly what's going on.
Yep.
I love this. Ellen asked Meghan if the security guards still recognised her today. They probably recognise her now because she's the Duchess of Sussex, but she said they probably said nice things to everybody. That's how nice they were. She made me laugh too. She said that she used to turn up in an old Ford Explorer car and it was so beat up that the front doors didn't really work. So the way she got in and out of the car, she had to climb in the back and get out of the trunk. can you imagine? I love it. And we've got a little bit more breaking news. Meghan and Harry won't be visiting the Queen for Christmas. So the Queen always has the family together. Let's remember, this is the first Christmas Queen Elizabeth II is spending without her husband, Prince Philip. Not to mention, she's 95 years old. She has ongoing health concerns. She just got out of hospital. The family normally always get together at Sandringham, but this year I'm told they're actually going to meet at Windsor, which is another sign that the Queen can't really travel. I get how awkward this family get together would be after the Oprah interview. Like, it's gonna be an awkward Christmas dinner if they turn up. But if they don't go, let's be realistic here. She's 95.
Well, Rob, like, as you would say, go visit your granny, you know? She's not going to be here forever. She's not going to be here forever, and she's been going through a lot. She lost her husband. She sprained her back. She's missing events. Like, this is the time to go and, you know, make sure you get those last memories in.
Absolutely. My mommy's now 85. When my mom turned 80, I made a little vow to myself that every Sunday I was going to call her. Even if I had nothing to say, I could have been as quiet as Pete Davidson and Kim on a date. I still was going to call my mom. And I've done it for 5 years, and I really now look forward to it because I know at 85, you don't have forever. I think they're going to regret this. I think. Hey, let's have some dating news, Mark. Who is A-Rod texting now?
Ooh, well, our friends at Page Six are saying that he's texting Kelly Bensimone. What?
Reminds everybody who Kelly is. What?
She's from The Real Housewives of New York City, from one of the OG many, many years ago. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. I've met her a few times, really sweet. So sources say they have a very cute and flirty text relationship. Alex had asked her out more than once, although they have not gone on a date yet. And Rob, even Kelly's rep is confirming they have been having a fun texting relationship, and that she says he's a charming man and a gentleman. They have mutual friends, and they talk about real estate.
Oh, she's in the real estate business now, and he has massive, massive investments in real estate. But before we get too excited, his rep has put out a statement saying she reached out to him for a real estate opportunity, and that is it. There are no flirty texts, and a lot of people reach out to him for business purposes. Kelly, I know you, Kelly. I like you, Kelly. These housewives have a knack of always getting their name in the papers, of always getting attention.
Yes.
Kelly is now selling multi-million dollar apartments, and she wants it out there that she's a realtor. Is this a trick? There's something about this that's not quite right.
I mean, listen, the struggle is real for these housewives to get publicity, but this one is pretty low. But I do like you, Kelly.
I do like you, Kelly. Can you imagine if I texted you and then you texted me back, and I leaked it to Page Six. He texted me, which is true, Mark. You did text me back. But I would miss out the part that, well, you texted him first.
But like, you just bloop the whole thing. Like, now A-Rod's never going to talk to you again. It makes no sense.
Never. And remember this, too. Do you know who Kelly Bensimone's nemesis is?
Ooh.
Bethany Frankel. Dated, allegedly, A-Rod. Although my sources tell me the way Bethany dated A-Rod are not that dissimilar from the ways that Kelly now A-Rod. I'm not sure it was as legit as we all these housewives. They can't help. I sort of love them. The only one that I don't like is Ramona. I've said it out loud. Entitled.
Well,
put on a mask. We're all wearing masks.
In a pandemic, please.
Bon Jovi's a national treasure. Okay, I'm not going to harp on it. And along with a little bit of sad news before we take a break, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have broken up.
Oh.
So they announced it on Instagram. They put out a joint statement. They said, quote, "Hey guys, we've decided to end our romantic relationship, but our love for one another as humans is stronger than ever." That's sweet. "We started our relationship as best friends and will continue as best friends. We are so appreciative that you supported us from the beginning, moving forward." And they signed it, Camilla and Shawn. There was always something about these two where I felt they would make better friends than lovers. I didn't quite buy into it. What about you?
Yeah, I'm happy that they've moved in this direction, Rob. I can tell you that I was at the VMAs a few years ago and I watched that performance they did where it was very sexy and sultry.
Senorita.
But it felt like a performance and not like something that I was really buying into, like you're saying.
I've spotted these two out together and I've seen them on red carpets and it did feel like a big show. I know we're being naughty here, we're casting a little bit of doubt on it. Let's not do that. Let's assume they were telling us the truth. But I do think now being friends make a lot more sense. I was in a restaurant once having breakfast. Oh. So it's early in the morning, okay. 9 o'clock. I'd been on Z100. I'd done Elvis Duran. Hi, Elvis. Hello, hello, hello. I saw Elvis on Monday. Hello, hello, hello. I did Elvis's morning show. And then next door, there's a lovely little hotel. I went there to get some breakfast with Elvis's PR guy. We're sitting there and a music executive is at the table next to us. He's meeting Camila Cabello.
Whoa.
And so they get a table in the corner. We hear everybody like, "Camilla's coming." She doesn't want any attention. Dark lights, table in the corner. Nobody looking at her. The doors open. Mark, she does a cartwheel into the restaurant.
Stop.
Cartwheel.
That is so fun. It's
ta-da!
She showed up full
out. Does it be recognized? Oh, honey, she came full in. And I sort of love her for it. I'm going to do that next time I see you at Bottino's.
Please do.
Okay.
Please do.
Let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schuder with our dear friend Mark Lupo. Let's get to the polls, Loopy. Thank you very much. Just ridiculous fanfare. So yesterday we talked about Kim Kardashian praising Ariana Grande despite the fact that she might now be seeing Pete. Let's remember, Ariana was engaged to Pete. So our question, it's a tricky question. I can't wait for your answer, Mark. The question was, could you praise your man's ex-fiancé? Would you be that generous? This was really generous of Kim. She didn't need to do this. Let's have a look. Oh, the noughties are so nice. 65% said yes. Lupe, what? You hold a Lupe, you hold a grudge if somebody upsets you.
I'm so petty. I would not. I'm sorry, Nauties. I am not the one. But Kim, she played this nicely. She knows how to play the game, so I'm into it.
She knows how to play. You know how to play the game, but you just still can't play it. Like, you know it would be advantageous for both of you.
Yep.
And you're like, nope, nope. Nope,
nope, nope.
Could
nope,
anyone
nope.
convince you? Nope, nope, nope.
Won't
nope.
do
That's
it.
The end of that. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Romb, or our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow. Mark, I'm still giggling. And be sure to chew on you can hold a grudge, my friend.
Oh, yes.
I must never, ever upset you. If you upset Mark Lupo,
Don't
do it. Check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now our naughtiest person giving our nicest person of the day. Loopy, go.
Rob, it's Britney Spears.
Britney!
Oh, Rob, she wants to be a mom again. Oh. So Britney shared the sweet news on Instagram. She posted a black and white photograph of a toddler's leg and wrote, I'm thinking about having another baby.
What?
Now, Rob, we know she's already a mom to two sons, Jaden and Sean. What do you think?
I love it. I think Britney is so excited. There's new reporting. She's on the cover of Us Weekly this week, and it's just delightful. Us Weekly are saying she's just so overwhelmed with emotions and excitement that she could run away and elope. Like, that's how excited she is and how much she wants to start this new life. And I'm team Britney, Britney, Britney. You have as many babies as you want. Be happy, 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 happy. And now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. So Hannah Brown, who was the Bachelorette, she is admitting that she hooked up with Pete Webber, who was the Bachelor after her, while his Bachelor season was still airing. So when Hannah said goodbye to the second runner-up, Peter Webber, at the end of her season, it wasn't exactly goodbye. Hannah has a new book out, and now she's saying the following, quote, off camera, Peter told me he would quit the show 100% if I would say that I wanted to be with him. I wanted to go on a date with him, but I couldn't say that for sure. So Hannah then went away. Peter ended up getting engaged to a different woman. It gets confusing. Then after the show, so he's engaged.
Yeah.
He bumps into Hannah Brown at a party. In the book, she claims they ended up in bed together.
Messy.
But the chemistry just wasn't there. So that was the end of that. Then Peter broke up his engagement to the other Hannah, and Hannah Brown has not seen him since. I don't think people realize this about the show, but we should let everybody in on the secret. It's a sorority. It's a fraternity. Once you've been on these shows, they all exchange emails. They're on group texts with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Being on this show becomes their lives. We've seen it, Mark.
Oh,
we've
yes.
interviewed people now who are full-time bachelors or bachelorettes. They go on vacation together. They go to each other's birthday parties. They hang out together. They're sleeping with each other. It's become like almost a microcosm.
Yeah.
It's become almost their own little world.
It's like almost like being in the Church of Scientology. There's like rules,
yes.
and it's very you like worship the show, and it's like it's way more serious than we take it, Rob.
We laugh about it, and then we move on. They've never moved on.
No.
And I think when they're in nursing homes, when they're in their 80s and their 90s, they're still going to be talking about being on The Bachelor. Or The Bachelorette.
And we'll still be talking about them.
Me and you in Shady Pines in Florida.
Yep.
In a little resort. Lovely. Shady Pines. Still doing this podcast.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. Hey, it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. You get a Rob. You get a Rob. You get a Rob. Thank you very much, everybody. Sponsored by the four-word answer. That cruel voice that is telling you that you are not good enough is telling you a lie. Let me tell you what that voice is. It's an echo, and it's repeating cruel things other people have told you before. It wasn't true then, and it's not true now. It's a lie. You are good enough.
Rob, whenever I feel sad, I just play this back and remind myself that I am good enough.
You are good enough. You are adorable. We love that you are back. We missed you terribly, Mark. And thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark show, a production of iHeartRadio. Hey, guess what? Yesterday, Mark, I looked on the Apple charts, which apparently is the big charts for the podcasts. Yeah. We're beating Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan, watch out.
Ryan.
We're coming for you, Ryan.
There might be a mistake on the chart. Something's up. Yeah. No, maybe it's true. Hey, don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. That will really annoy Ryan. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be.
Nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's naughty but nice with Rob.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than a quarter million satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.